Alrighty, boys and girls. We're going to get started here in just a couple of minutes. As usual, we do these in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com for asking questions. We have a pretty quiet fireside. I've got a few herfs and blurfs involving Stupid Idiot Fleet and some of the moves that the bad guys may or may not be making. We're going to get into that in a second after I refill my coffee. All right. Important fireside question. What kind of coffee? This is just like U-Ban pre-ground, U-Ban? I don't know. It's better than Folgers, but just as lazy. Okay, so I have the coffee. There is no bourbon in it. I'm going to apologize in advance, ladies and gentlemen. I am a little bit off today. I woke up with the sniffles at 5 in the morning. 5 in the morning is not a proper Mittens wake-up time. And so I decided that it was kind of going to be like a pregnancy test situation, such that instead of wondering all day if I'd caught the plague, I would just shove a Binax up my nose and get the good word. So I am plague-free, but I do have a little bit of a cold. And then I was so happy that I didn't have the plague, I fired up the volcano way early. So it's going to be one of those firesides. I am both tired and sideways high and caffeinated. So you know what? We're just gonna roll with it. It is a perfect time to talk seriously about very complicated doctrines like Stupid Idiot Fleet. And in fact, moments like this are why we have Stupid Idiot Fleet to begin with. All right. So, where do I want to start? Let's begin with the serious stuff. Can I get somebody to put a link to the Secret Santa? We had more signups this year for Secret Santa than we had in a long-ass time, where by long-ass time, I mean ever. I don't even know if we need to link the thread anymore, but just to make people aware of it and make sure that they're going to do it, we do enforce these, so don't fuck it up and be a bad Santa. One of the interesting things about EVE Online is that sometimes it is better to hold your cards close to your chest and let your enemies play their cards first, especially when their cards are usually predictably dumb cards. Or worse, actually, I would say in situations when your enemies are playing not predictably dumb cards, but fantastically unpredictably dumb cards. In fact, those are the sort of scenarios we dealt with in the war, right? Like, I would have never anticipated that they would have been dumb enough to put a Keep Star in T5ZI, for example. A good example of unpredictably dumb. And it's that kind of decision-making that won Vili the prize is the stupidest thing to happen in EVE Online in 2021, if you saw Fountain Frank's show yesterday on the Meta Show. So, tests deployed. We think. Sort of. I mean, they kind of deployed. They had an announcement that they were going to deploy, and we thought that maybe they were going to go to Curse. Sort of a logical, normal thing to do. And so they're in Faith Abelis. Maybe some of them are in Faith Abelis. Vili's Corp isn't there. Vili's Corp, of course, missed the main test move up because Vili is totally not going to be leaving Test for Horde any day now. But they announced that they were going to be attacking Red Alliance in Impasse, but it was going to be a revenge deployment, but it wasn't going to be for structure shooting. It was going to be to get revenge for something that happened in the war that they're blaming RA for. But also, it wasn't going to be serious business, and, you know, it's just to provoke good fights. So basically, they said it was vengeance during the Hell War, but also just good fights. And a lot of you were able to participate in dropping on their move op yesterday, and you may have noticed that for a block level entity that's north of 15,000 pilots, you know, they only had 250 people on the field to begin with for a move op. So as we've articulated, actually, I've only said this in public in like the last 2 weeks. So the cat's out of the bag with the whole zone rot, zone of destruction thing. There are areas where our enemies will simply rot away and turn on each other. I think we saw that happen with both Brave and with Test. Test is more toxic than Brave, which, you know, it's a different sort of flavor of the stuff. But we've seen these orgs get shredded just by them sitting in their own self-inflicted wood chippers. So yesterday they came out of the zone of rot, and we threw 300 Kikimoras at them because why the fuck not? We had a couple Titans tackled. That was cool. We ended up with 3 dreads. We lost a bunch of Kikis, and I don't give a flying fuck because we can just churn those things out very, very rapidly and easily. Famous last words. Of course, this is the same kind of not-give-a-fuck attitude that results in having a Black Ops battleship doctrine. One of the changes that we've had over the last week since I gave the last Fireside announcing a Black Ops Battleship Doctrine is, I guess it's not that crazy because Elfboy couldn't help himself from immediately copying what the guys had come up with. So that's good. It's not necessarily, it's kind of nice. He's sort of gotten the phases down to a point where they just copy what we're doing immediately rather than waiting for a few weeks of insisting that it wasn't a good idea. Now, this doesn't actually mean that this is a good idea because who fucking knows what's about to happen? We might crash it into a tree. We managed to lose a marshal on something unrelated just a few hours ago. Maybe that was last night. Time's a fucking blur. But, you know, stupid things are going to happen. That's why we have a stupid idiot fleet, and I'm excited about it. Let me check this. Hold on a moment. Now, one of the things I want to point out, guys, Kunmi put a lot of work into trying to instruct Goonswarm and our allies on how to fly the single most complicated subcap hulls that exist. One of the things I love about stupid idiot is, you know, SINs are fucking complicated. All right, marshals at least don't even have drones, but check out Kunmi's thread. Actually, if we can get the Doctrine thread linked here in Elysium, please. There is a whole set of guidelines about how to operate a fucking fancy spaceship. And I want you guys to understand that I recognize that we are a bunch of fucking dumbasses, that anybody who loses a war to this gaggle of dumbasses is just really fucking stupid and has no excuse. But at the same time as acknowledging that we are dumb as fuck and we're calling it stupid idiot fleet, these are literally the most complicated subcap ships that exist in EVE Online, a internet spaceship game. So please don't just get the SIN and crash into the tree. Read and study and ask your friends. I'm unironically going to qualify this as being an F2 sort of thing, because if you can manage flying a SIN and get competent at it, or a Redeemer, whatever floats your boat, it's going to develop a lot of your skills and EVE knowledge, because this is a Swiss Army knife. It can do a whole bunch of different things, and you can also turn it into extremely expensive loss mail, which I'm quite excited about. There is a suggestion of a Blops training fleet, which is actually a really fucking good idea. I don't have that ready and never hadn't thought of it until just now. Thank you, Quag. I'll make a little note of that here. Before the war, we used to do capital training ops, such that people who got carriers learned how to use their wood chippers, et cetera, et cetera. Who knows? One moment. All right. Yeah, I would strongly suggest the mid-grade amulets at just a bare minimum. They're not a requirement on the Doctrine, I don't believe, but it's, you know, just why the fuck not? If you're already spending that much on a SIN, get the amulets. Okay. Essentially, let me see what else I've got for you. Mainly, people have questions they'd like to ask. Go ahead and frame out here. The big points I have was, don't fuck up the Secret Santa. Test is making moves. The stupid idiot fleet is very exciting. Please read the instructions and start practicing that. And that we have next week off fireside wise because Christmas stuff. ETA until the chat porn for the war will finally be released. Well, as I've been telling everybody, I am literally Pappy Snowden, so I gave everybody some with that to begin with. Though I guess that's shattered armor now. Is it true the test is imploding? And what does that mean for their status as being next? I think as long as Dreaded is a functional entity, there is always going to be a test. Unlike Villy and Pro God Legend, we are not dumbasses and we don't say things like War of Extermination. As long as they are fun to kick around the galaxy, we will give them wedgies and kick them around the galaxy. They have earned regular and routine fun times from us, and there we go. Or was the question, as Arindus points out, was their implosion their strategy to avoid us being next? Avoid them being next. You know, it is so hard to tell what's going on over there, guys. Like, it's one of those things where predicting stupid is just really hard. If you are a chess grandmaster and you are playing, not that I'm a chess, I was trying to make a checkers versus chess analogy, and then I realized that that might imply that I thought, you know, I'm a fucking dumbass. I am not the chess grandmaster in this analogy. But if you're really good at playing a certain game and then you go up against a complete amateur, right? If you've ever read any of the like Serlin.net articles from the early days of the internet about scrubs versus people who are playing to win, how people who are absolute novices at things can come and completely fuck stuff up because as a more experienced player, you will not be able to anticipate their patterns because you've been trained to think in certain strategic ways, which do not include moves like deploying Keepstars and T5CI or going to Faith Abelis to get revenge on Red Alliance, but not actually get revenge on Red Alliance because it's just for fun. You know, who the fuck knows, basically. Like, if they're just pissing and then shitting themselves and smearing their stuff on the chessboard, chessboard's going to get messy. And that's how we like to mix our metaphors here. What's the timeline for shares payback? I assume that's a question related to bonds. There is a, I believe, a monthly payout on bonds and has been. This is definitely in the finance territory. I am not the head of the Federal Reserve of Space. Please do not take any of my statements as being forward-looking, backward-looking, investment advice, or otherwise. The finance team have all that bond stuff on lockdown. We have a bunch of capital allocated to it. Like, my understanding is it's Gucci. You guys should know that I am, of course, very concerned about our ability to continue servicing bonds and being able to get that done. And I was really happy to see that the finance guys had that shit figured out a long ass time ago, because they are well aware of my tendency to get really excited about something like stupid idiot fleet. And they just made sure that all of the bond stuff is firewalled from my enthusiasm. So everybody's going to get paid. And essentially, we want it to be kind of like the pound sterling of Eve, right? Like the vision, I think, for the bonds are the most trusted organization and bank, I guess, in Eve Online. And I don't know what they'd be like, T-bills, or what the analogy you would have for that, because I'm not a finance guy, but we have the best finance guys in the galaxy. So we are Gucci there. Don't worry, I worry about that all the time. Whenever I check it, it's good. Plaid Rabbit is here. You can answer his questions. We have no specific payoff date. I thought he was at a dividends, but in terms of like actually paying the bonds off, I think they're like securities you can hang on to. Not actually securities. This is an internet spaceship game. Don't SEC me. All right. My incompetent ramblings have summoned at least two finance people who can answer your questions. We have a ranger popped up with an answer. Plaid Rabbit is in chat. So feel free to ask those guys stuff about the bonds. Is Brave staying in Pure Blind? What the fuck is going on there? I have no fucking idea. I really don't. Can we buy more bonds? You can buy them. They're alienable, so you can buy them from each other, but we are not issuing them. Goon NFTs. Man, you know, one of the things that sort of made me happy to see was the backlash from actual people with functioning brains against NFTs being introduced to video games. There was the thing that happened in Stalker 2 that came up the other week. And you know, it's just, I'm sorry. Like, I think that they're dumb as fuck and I have no business in video games and I don't want NFTs in my spaceship game. And, I don't want to buy any LuLaRoe leggings either. Thanks. I'm old and crusty. So I'm very much on that, Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett kind of view when it comes to, assets that don't directly produce income. All right. When will I be able to start buying sins from the state? I think there's been a huge rush on them. I know that, you know, procurement has a bunch in the cooker, though. Procurement, I actually might have some available already. I know that we spun up the supply chain for producing our own and getting a whole bunch of extremely expensive fancy ships in everybody's hands. Any info on the new mining doctrine? No, not yet. I also am not sure what we mean by a mining doctrine. I'm assuming by that it's like, hey, are we going to use exhumers at scale? Are we going to try doing... actually, I know that there was a fleet out earlier, so I know that the gang is working on it. After all, I asked you guys last week to put your collective brain trust together to find ways to crack the code on this, right? We know that CCP is regularly nerfing all sorts of stuff and incompetently buffing various random things, so... As soon as the code is cracked, I will be informed. Yesterday, we actually spent in the Illum meeting, instead of talking about like mining doctrines and stuff, there was a fair amount of like, okay, well, you know, chessboard stuff. Like, what happens if these nerds go here? How do we predict power there? And then, you know, Faith Avalis versus RA, right? So, didn't talk about the mining doctrine. So I asked everybody to crack the code last week. It was all about putting... Test in the Zone of Death and Black Ops Battleships. All right, there is, thank you, Apple, for the reminder. This is why it takes, you know, why we have the Illuminati, why we have the Kremlin as an organization, because when my dumb ass gets really high up here on not enough sleep and have a cold or something, I do need help from people who know what the fuck. Apple Pear points out that the guys in Kremlin do have a thread where they're consolidating information about how to best crack the most optimized mining after it got retotted. system, so that's good. Do we have news about moons in the next CCP patch? Not at this juncture, no. I mean, one of my attitudes about the whole CCP thing is this, right? You guys saw this in the last couple of days. Gobbins, Vili, a number of our enemies who are on the CSM still, Gobbins, Vili, Pro God Legend, etc., have been loudly insisting that all the CCP stuff is peachy keen, and that everybody loves all the stuff, and that it's great. And that we are big meanies for protesting or saying that the dumb stuff is dumb. And they've also said that anybody who is, by implication, that anybody who is complaining about the changes is a goon. And I think this is good. I really like the fact that Gobbins and Vili have chosen to protect their own ego and alienate everybody within their organizations that thinks that CCP is taking the game in the wrong direction. So what I have decided to do is essentially just watch and wait. Right, like I think that we will know whether things are good or bad, or whether the PCU is going up or down by the end of Q4, certainly, which is in a couple weeks, and anyway, about. So this is one of those things that I'm very happy to be wrong on. Right, like if CCP is rocking the new player experience and they've actually found a way to get people to get into the game and stay and what have you, and the PCU stops declining, then great. That's fantastic. I cannot wait to be wrong, right? And in this situation, I figure we'll just wait and see. And if those, you know, if they're not stabilizing and, you know, whatever, we'll just see how it goes. There are interesting times. I thought it was very curious to see these guys getting so mouthy and so punchy about things. And we're just going to have to see how the cards fall, basically. Like, we're, you know, we're just going to find the data. And when we have the data, we will let everybody know. Are AOM still allied to test? AOM is in PIBC and is not really allied to test in any way that I'm aware of. Nobody really wants to be allied with test except for all of fucking Pappy, who turned up to defend test's move up after, you know, several months of, oh, you know, da, 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 they're just renters, just whatever. But the moment that we try to lay a finger on one of their titans, all of Pappy's up. There you go. Is questions about what Frat is doing. I haven't actually been paying too much attention to what Frat's up to. They haven't engaged in any blood war. The last time that they popped up on my radar was a few weeks back when they were skirmishing with Snuffed Out and losing fights to Snuffed Out a bunch. There's a future plans question about what we would do in certain scenarios involving tests move versus RA. We do have opinions about it, but this is going to be for your future plans bingo square, guys. I'm not going to be able to talk about that here on this Farside. All right. Fraternity put a Fortizar in Esoteria. That's pretty cool, actually. Everybody cross their fingers for the Webb telescope being launched effectively. We all want that thing up there and working, and Logan is participating in that like a fucking badass that he is, so good luck. What's up after tri-structure chewing is over? Good question, Karthus. I'm sure it will have absolutely nothing to do with Test's attempt to deploy against RA. We would never intervene in anything relating to Test coming near us and serving themselves up on a platter. Join SIGs and squads. Apple Pear is absolutely right. There are SIGs and squads. If you are not out there killing things and you want to be killing things, there are lots of people who are killing things. You just have to join those SIGs and squads. Goon approved leggings link. I'd have to go dig that up. The last time we ordered those was essentially if you put TikTok leggings into Amazon, they will pop up. All right. That is going to be it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Study up on your stupid idiot fleets. Like, don't just get in a Sin and Redeemer or in a Marshal and immediately fuck it up. Do your homework. These are actually extremely complicated ships. Don't just assume you can press F1 and be fine. Work on your F2, learn how to use the stupid idiot fleet, and let's have some fun. Let's get back out there. I will catch you. I will be around on Jabber and such like that, but we're not going to have a Fireside next week because Christmas. So I will see you in 2 weeks because we will have one on the Sunday after New Year's. That's it.